But if you forget water, you eventually get into some trouble. You should not forget water. This is, you know, my understanding of sectarian dogens, non-sectarianism. I think this is not just Dogen's sectarianism can be non-sectarianism with Christianity or some other religion too. Only if you have this kind of understanding, you know, Christianity is all right, Soka Rakkai may be all right. Maybe. But they will not understand, you know, the point. If they could understand our point, whatever the religion is, that is very helpful. This is my non-sectarianism. So my sectarianism is sectarianism and non-sectarianism. Both. You understand? You cannot say he is non-sectarianism because I am very firm sectarianism. You cannot change my understanding. No, I can't change it. The only way is to change their understanding. That's the only possibility. Even so, I do not reject any understanding. And I don't, it does not mean, for me, there is nothing to study. I have to study many things, but there is no need for me to change my foundation of religion. Because of this foundation, I feel free to study many things, you know. If I lose this foundation, you know, I must be a kind of sectarian, a very bad sectarian. Because I feel some easiness. I have no fear of losing my way, whatever I study, it is all right. Do you have some questions? Hi.
Do you and Yatsutani Roshi and Soen Roshi have the same foundation?
At least Yatsutani Roshi, you know. I talked to this point, you know. He agrees with me. He knows what is Soto and what is Rinzai.
Talking about non-sectarianism in Sun China, what does it mean in America?
In China?
In America.
In America, there is, you know, because my feeling is, you know, because new understanding is, first of all, you have no tradition, you know, of Buddhism. There's no Buddhism yet. And we are start to establish some some activity, Buddhist activity here. And you intellectually you study many things and you have various understanding and you I think some of you already studied under many teachers. And so the situation is quite different. In Japan, you know, mostly the Soto students study Soto only. But in, between Jindai and Soto, there is some Jindai students study Dogen Zenji, and we study Jindai practice too. But mostly Jindai student is Jindai, and Soto students from beginning to end, Soto students. But here, you know, you have the way you study is not same as we do in Japan. And this is, I think, something like, this situation is something like the situation Buddhism or Zen Buddhism started in China after the sixth century. They recommended their students to some other teacher. Actually, there was not much sectarianism, but there were various kinds of practice, so a way of giving instruction. And I think we are in America under the same situation as they had in China. So I think it is necessary, you know, for us, for teachers, to have closer relationship with each other and to help students, exchanging students, or having discussion with each other. Or else we cannot help a student, you know, if I say you should, you know, practice just Soto or Jindai. They don't know what to do. So students should choose their way. And we should encourage students to find out appropriate teacher. This is, I think, absolutely necessary for us as a teacher.
If we we feel that it is just a matter of different students needing different methods of instruction to understand the same foundation.
Uh-huh.
Then there really isn't any cause at all for controversy, and it can be just as fluid as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. I understand in this way, and I think Nakagawa Roshi is also very much like Soto teacher, you know. He understands the language very well. And the Espanol Roshi is originally Soto teacher. For some reason he became independent from Soto. And there is good reason for that. That is not matter of, you know, and that is, you know, just matter of activity. Not matter of understanding. So I don't think there's any problem.
You said that it's impossible to attain enlightenment, and that didn't sound too good, so I thought, well, maybe you meant that it's possible to attain enlightenment, but we couldn't say that we'll attain anything. Is that what you meant?
It's usual case. No. People think I attained enlightenment. That doesn't make much sense. He feels in that way. If, you know, it is true that, you know, in each step, this is what I'm always talking about. Whatever it is, that is Buddha himself. However, it is complete, that is not Buddha himself, is something. It's that as long as it's something which we can understand or which we can see, because it has some form or color, that is not, cannot be absolute. We have this, you know, idea. But usually you do not have this idea, so you stick to enlightenment. Even though you think you attained enlightenment, that is not the absolute itself or, you know, Buddha nature itself. It is something, you know, some expression of Buddha nature. I was talking with a guest about, you know, our relationship, and she has very good understanding. You know, I was amazed. And, you know, we have been talking about maybe 30, 40 minutes standing under the what do you call it?
Oh.
Here. Yeah. She said, we are, you know, ornament of it. Instead of saying Buddha nature. First of all, he said, he was thinking about the word for Buddha nature. And she said it. And we are tools of it, you know. She said, that was what she said, tools of it. And I said, yeah, maybe tools of it, and maybe so. And actually we say we are ornaments of it. We, you know, we have various form and color, and we by our body and mind we give various ornaments to Buddha, to it, you know. We are ornament of it. And she completely understood about it. And she said, we are not even a part of it. Even a part of it, because we change it. We are just tentative ornament of it. I don't know how she sees this kind of understanding. This is amazing. And she was German, and she has some difficulties in pronouncing English words like philosophy. And she did not believe in so much philosophy. But she wanted to figure out what is she. And she said, I am the ornament of it. And, oh, first of all, she said, I am not I am it. She said, I am it. Not to me, it. That was what she said, you know, before we say not much things, we talk not so many things. I am not I, but it. And she started to talk about the relationship between I and it, you know. And I am an ornament of it, a tool of it. And I said, maybe ornament of, we say ornament of it. Yeah, that's better, she said. And next question is about what is the karma. That was the second question. And I said, karma, yeah, karma is if you do something, it will result something, you know. And that result will cause some activity. You know. In this way, our activity will continue. And here we started to talk about, you know, eternal. We didn't say eternal present, but, you know, cause and effect cause and effect, cause and effect. And it is karma, and it is also eternal expression of each being. Or as an ornament of it. In this way, we are free from karma, and yet we cannot get out of karma. In 40 minutes, we could communicate this kind of things. I was rather amazed. And she is from Redwood City. I don't know what was her name. You know, she was a lady who was sitting, you know. And right there, she is a very fat lady. Wearing something like this, you know. Did you acknowledge her?
Is that today, Roshi?
Today.
Yeah, I remember.
Her blouse was, you know, trimmed, like this.
White blouse with red Indian kind of braid.
Oh, yeah. No, white. And there was red. Not like this, but like this. That was a good design for her, I thought. Because it, you know, divides her deep, you know, body in two. Two small pieces. more beautiful in this place. And her friend was waiting for her. It was very worthy.
Roshi, she told me that she felt very awkward about doing zazen and doing the services in balance. She said she was a little bit frightened. But, well, because at every move of your hands or bowing or turning, she said she felt it meant something, but she couldn't understand. But I think she was very interested to know.
Yeah. I think she may come back. Her understanding is very good. I don't know. Her practice is not so good. It may be very difficult for her. And she has. He starts from dying. Some questions?
She just said she was very pleased to be able to talk to you and so much surprised that she was able to.
She also wanted to know, how come so many people about 25 or 26 years old
do
something like this?
Yeah. Why, how come do you have so many young students? What is, that was the first. And then we started something about teaching, you know. How come? And she was very much interested to see so many young students here.